I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me than merely tell the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example is always clear. The best of all the preachers are the men who live their creed. For to see good put in action is what everybody needs. I soon can learn to do it if you'll let me see it done. I can watch your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. The lecture you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather get my lessons by observing what you do. I may not understand the high advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. As we face the new year, I hope we realize that each of us have a high calling to fulfill. First, this scripture. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:14. Let me speak of this high calling. You may remember that song which gained some popularity in the years gone by, Supper Time. This tells of the one who'd grown old but remembered when his mother would call the children for supper at the close of the day. It was a fine remembrance. But I want to tell you, there is a call going out today. This reaches every man, woman, boy, and girl. This call is to serve God. It is a call to all the earth. But let me give it in the words of the beloved John. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17. I'd like to point out a few ways in which we're called, every one of us. First, we're called to be saints. Now, if I could hear the response of my audience, I think there would be those who would thus speak, yes, I know we will be saints when we get to heaven after we've left this wicked world. And it may come as a surprise to some that I believe the Bible teaches there are saints still living in the world now. I know there were in Paul's day, for the scriptures say so. And I believe the Lord is the same. Listen, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 1:7. And again, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, for both theirs and ours. 1 Corinthians 1:2. So, these folks were still upon earth, and the apostle was telling them they were called to be saints. You see, there are some saints in paradise now. And some are still upon the earth waiting to be transplanted to the heavenly state. But in the meantime, they're saved and living for God. Here is what they are instructed to do. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. 1 Timothy 6:12. So all the saints have not reached their destination yet, but we're called out of darkness and unto glory. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. So do you see how the scriptures point this out? Again, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1:3. Are you really listening for the call of the Lord? Are you willing to give heed? Here's more scripture. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. 2 Thessalonians 1:11. Also this one. Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our work, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. 2 Timothy 1:9. This is also a heavenly calling. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, Hebrews 3:1. So, we should surely give heed. Wherefore, the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. 2 Peter 1:10. There is a hope in this calling which goes beyond the realm of mortality to the immortal. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Ephesians 1:18. To heed this call brings victory. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Ephesians 4:1-7. Some saints have a special calling to preach the gospel, such as was Paul. This is indeed a great calling, not to be taken lightly. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. 1 Corinthians 9:16. If the apostle was faithful in his calling, which we believe he was, there is a reward. But if not, he would be held more responsible because he didn't use his talent for God. Just think of the wasted talent in the world today. Folks talk about wasted energy, but I am thinking of the wasted talent, which might also be considered wasted energy and wasted lives. Then, sometimes the Lord chooses special ones to suffer for his name. They are to show forth his power and glory in this way. It is not the easiest way to go, but if the Lord calls for you there, it is for his glory. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you a salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Philippians 1:28. So, regardless of your calling, dear one, stay with it and let the Lord be glorified in your life. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant? Care not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise also he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant. Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God. 1 Corinthians 7:20-24. Then again, for ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1:26-31. And finally, from the Scriptures, these two verses. So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. Matthew 20:16. Only the faithful will make it in. Listen. For many are called, but few are chosen. Matthew 22:14. So, dear ones, remember, the call is going out today. The call goes to everyone. Everyone is included, not just some special few, but all are called to be saints. Some are called to bear a special message for the Lord. And in fact, everyone is called to bear witness for Him. And then again, some are called to suffer for the Lord. Dear ones, I hope that you may find your place in life, your calling, and that you'll fulfill that with joy as you give heed to the high calling of God. Our Father, bless each listener and reader as they begin the new year of 1980. We're thankful for all the blessings of the past, but we need grace for today. We see not and know not all the hidden changes of future, but we commit ourselves into thy hands, asking you to make us a blessing to someone and keep us by thy everlasting power, and thine shall be the praise through Christ. Amen. Dear ones, we hope this year may be the best year of your life as you find strength and victory in giving heed to the high calling of God. Pray for us as we do for you. And if we may be of some help to you in a spiritual way, be sure to let us know. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very happy holiday season and new year. Goodbye.